This is Lewis Navalier. It is Wednesday, June 24th. Well, we have a weak opening in the market, and I don't want you folks to be upset about that. We have to consolidate from time to time. The market cannot go straight up. And in the last couple of days when the market was rising, volume was very light. And so that's just kind of a sign the market's about to roll over. Now, it's okay to consolidate like we are today as long as volume remains light. So if we get more volume on down days, that's bad, okay? But I don't see that right now because we're still in the middle of quarter and window dressing. So there's three things that are supporting our stocks near term. One, there's the annual Russell realignment. It's on the market close of June 29th. So on the morning of June 30th, there'll be a lot of stocks popping because they were added to the Russell indices. The names have already been announced. People are accumulating them, what they call the tracking managers that buy the indices or follow the indices. So we have the annual Russell realignment to help our stocks. We also have our normal quarter and window dressing where professional managers make their portfolios pretty before they see their institutional clients. That's helping our stocks. And then we have that 90-day ETF realignment where the weights in our stocks naturally get boosted in the ETFs. So that happens every 90 days. So I'm very comfortable at this moment, okay? But I also have really good stocks, okay? And I've also concentrated my portfolios to be nothing but the creme la creme. And I'm going to be entering that second quarter earnings announcement season mid-July, with positive sales, positive earnings, much better than the market. And as long as earnings work, we'll be fine, okay? But there are bubbles out there to be pricked, okay? And there's a lot of things that don't have earnings, that just have hope or hype, that have gone up. And I think I probably should explain them to you a little bit more. Before I do, I just want to emphasize the NASDAQ 100 is definitely driving a lot of stocks, okay? And there's a lot of quality stuff in the NASDAQ 100 that I like NVIDIA, which announced a collaboration with Mercedes today. And we have NVIDIA and managed accounts and family accounts and all. But the main thing I want to stress is that there's a few stocks in NASDAQ 100 that might have a problem. And the one I still worry about to this day is Tesla. Now, Tesla's strong thing are what they call the power walls that everybody's buying in Northern Cal. Because they don't want their power turned off in the fire season. It's hard to get a generator for your house, but it's easy to get a power wall. So they're selling power walls like crazy. I recommend the solar inverter companies. One's based in Mountain View, one's based in Israel, and that help switch between the grid and the power wall. So that's the strong point of Tesla and my friends at the Gigafactory. That's where they work on the power wall side. The car side is there's a problem, okay? They just had California registrations fall 37%. Obviously, Tesla's very popular in California. The sales in both U.S. and China are not very good in the last year, and Europe has been carrying Tesla. But today, the Renault Zoe is the number one selling electric car in Europe year-to-date. A Volkswagen Group is now outselling Tesla in Europe. There's two Volkswagens, an Audi, and a Porsche electric car. So what's happened is the competition's coming, okay? The incentives that France and Germany have passed aren't for the Tesla. They're for the Renault Zoe, the Volkswagen Golf are up. And, it's just, it's going to be tough. And so I really, really worry about that bubble being pricked a bit because, Tesla's an overinflated stock, and that's what Mr. Musk said about his stock not that long ago. But just to show you another bubble on Wall Street, and this stock's not in the NASDAQ 100, but it's a bubble stock, is this Nikola. And Nikola is the truck company in Phoenix that wants to make hydrogen trucks to go up and down the highways. They have a pickup truck called a Badger. They'll start taking deposits on next week. And because they'll be taking deposits on this little pickup truck, Wall Street is upgrading them and wants to help them sell stock and make the truck. The problem is Nikola has no significant sales or earnings, okay? And it was a $3 billion company that went up to $28 billion. It's now still hovering above $20 billion. And its founder is very flamboyant. And when the stock surged, he was a net seller. He sold a lot of stock to buy the most expensive home in Utah. And it's going to be years before he can build what he wants, which is his hydrogen infrastructure, even if it can ever be built. You know, they have hydrogen fueling stations in California. Honda's been trying to do this, and it's just not a big hit. So Nikola is an example of a bubble stock that needs to be pricked. And so that's where we are now. We're going to go into the bumpy summer months, and it's going to get narrow, okay? And it's going to be every stock for itself. And the good stocks like I own are going to be fine, okay? Because they're going to post good sales earnings, good guidance. But boy, there's some bubbles out there to be pricked. And we wish Tesla well. I know a lot of people like their Model 3s and Ys. They're well-built cars. They're not selling like everybody had hoped they would. You know, the wait list for Teslas is only 2 to 4 weeks now. So that's just a sign that they're going to have a glut here sooner than later. So, and then I just really, really worry that Wall Street has been hyping one thing after another with no concrete sales and earnings in the pipeline. And Nikola is the latest. So we're going to have some bubbles pricked in here in the summer months. I don't own bubble stocks, so I'll be fine. Hopefully that money will flee and go to my kind of stocks. But the market did get overbought, and now we just got to make sure it continues to go to quality, which is the stuff we recommend. So don't panic out there, folks. I just want you to know that we have to back and fill sometimes. Today's a back and filling day. I personally think the market will continue to meander higher through the 4th of July holiday weekend. After that, we might consolidate a week. Then the second quarter earnings will start, and they'll be good for a couple weeks, and then the bad earnings will come out. And then we're going to have a tough 5 to 6 weeks in August and September. The only thing I see thwarting all this is the presidential election cycle. You know, normally when we go into election year, they're running around sucking up to us. They're making everybody feel good. And that's just not happening at this moment, but hopefully it will. The other thing is the new COVID coronavirus cases are disturbing. But the key to watch is the hospitalization rate. A lot of young people are carrying the virus. They're asymptomatic and they're not getting that sick. But there are some places where the hospitalization rates are starting to rise. So everybody's a little worried about Houston and Phoenix. So that's still impacting commerce, okay? So that's why all the travel and leisure stocks are not that good right now. So hang in there. You know, it's not a perfect economy, but all I care about is finding the hot spots, the critical path, that silver lining to follow. And we're going to go in earnings season locked and loaded, as we always do. And as they prick these bubble stocks, hopefully that money will flow to us, and we'll be fine. And oh, and by the way, the Fed's still controlling the 10-year Treasury very well. It's about 0.7. And of course, the Dow yields 4 times the 10-year Treasury. The S&P yields 3 times the 10-year Treasury. So the market still has that dividend foundation under it that we can count on. So that's it. I just want to update everybody what's going on. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody. And I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.